saying that you can call the show back. I think it's through your mom's side of the family, but I do
My uncle used to always call my cousin Flossie.
Flossie?
Flossie. Is Flossie still here?
My cousin's still alive. It was my great-grandmother that... my grandmother, actually, that used to call her that.
Okay, so that would be the unique F name. Just know that they are okay. They're together. One of their passing had to be very sudden and quick, where people weren't expecting. Is that true?
My uncle was killed in just in custody.
In custody?
Yeah.
All in jail?
Yeah.
Oh.
What I'm seeing is that there's a sudden and quickness to a person's passing. Like, sudden and quick. And then that's the family that's got Michael? Michael?
No, Michael.
If I'm off by the name, think like Mark. Think like Mick. Think like a name that's going to sound like that.
Mark.
And he's a half-brother? Is he a half-brother?
Yes, he is a half brother.
How do you do this, John? Because I've always, I remember at the beginning when you'd come and I'd say,
my dad,
like
when my dad, he was, he got cancer and we only got 15 months with him.
And his half brother was the one killed in custody, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay.
Jesus. And I know, you're like me, Ashley, you want to hear something specific, obviously from your dad, but sometimes it doesn't work like that, right, John?
Well, to me, the process is specific. So I always feel like when the information comes through, it's to validate they're okay, they're with us, they see what's going on.
They tell us whether there's hidden money or treasure or, someone robbed the bank back in the 80s and here's where the money is? Well, why don't they do that?
Well, would you have that information to impart if you were dead?
They might.
I don't know where there's buried treasure.
Oh, so you think we only know what we know when we're alive, or do we know more things?
There are more things.
So why are they holding on?
If I'm passed, I can find out from other people who are passed where they buried their treasure.
You can.
Right.
It feels like it'll take a long time. You've got eternity, so you might as well do something with you. You might as well do something with your life.
Well, I hope this helps, and know that your dad, your uncle, and your grandma are good, okay? And when you figure out the M name, it's just their way of validating as well, okay?
Okay,
let's go to Bridget. Hi, Bridget. How are you? I don't know if you are hoping to connect with someone specific.
Yes, I'm hoping to connect with my brother.
That'll do. You don't need to give away all the information.
Mm-hmm.
Bridget, the first thing I'm going to tell you that they show me the number 7, so the number 7 to me would be either July, the 7th month, or the 7th of a month has some type of meaning, birthday or anniversary. I know that somebody passed from something that looks like a really bad infection. So for me, think like if somebody was in the hospital and they got like staph infection or MRSA or sepsis, there's some type of sepsis or some type of infection energy that I feel like people would have to gown up and mask to go into the room. So I don't know where that comes up. And then is he your little brother?
No, older brother.
Do you have a little brother?
No.
So who would I see as being younger than him? Like, does he have a son or something?
No, he had no children. I'm the youngest as a sibling.
Does the 7th mean anything, though? Does that mean
the 7th is that's my birthday month, and was the 7th, wasn't it?
June, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and that's his anniversary of his death.
Oh, so the 7th is quite important.
Yeah.
So, Bridget, I feel like it's important that you know that he wants me to say, hello to, acknowledge a living younger male. So that to me would be, a younger brother, a son, a nephew.
Do you have a son?
It might be nephews.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then he's very close.
Do you have somebody that's going to Vegas or going to a place like Vegas?
Oh, no, not that I know of, no.
What do you mean a place like Vegas, a gambling place or just a den of iniquity type of a joint?
Like a gambling kind of place.
Gambling, even the casino or anything, Bridget, anything?
I don't know. I do know that my nephew may be going on a trip for his sport, and that could be Vegas.
Well, that would be right then. That sounds right.
You can let them know, but I see gambling. That's what I'm saying. Slot machines and stuff.
Well, but Bridget, that's it. They don't say a lot. You think they'd have a lot more to say.
Yeah.
But it's just lovely knowing, that makes sense to me. Something's going on there.
We're
going
to continue to take calls. If you want John to cross over for you and you've got a loved one, call us on 131065.
Can I ask a quick question, John? I've noticed that there's been a lot of whistleblowing stuff in the US from ex-CIA agents and Pentagon and scientist types saying about alien life.
Yep.
What's your thoughts
on believe in the existence and that there's something else out there that's beyond us.
And you get that message from wherever you get your messages from, or is that just your own thoughts?
No, it's just my own kind of...
Oh, well, no one cares about your own thoughts.
We want the inside info.
We care about what you think.
Kyle and Jackie O's
Hour
of Power.
Around Australia is the Kyle and Jackie O Hour of Power.
John Edward crossing over.
John, you just had a message come through from Kyle's dad about the overalls with the duck on it.
So I rang my mother.
Okay.
I asked her about the you said my dad said there was I was in a little jumpsuit or with overalls with the duck. And I just asked my mum, I was like, I've got a sort of a faint memory of this. Is this a fake memory? And she went, no. She said, when your father and I were still together when you were very little, she said you would always, that's what you'd want to wear every day of your life. A little jumpsuit with the, she said it was like a felt duck, like a badge that was sewn onto this little jumpsuit. So you were 100% accurate.
Yeah.
I'm happy that he
You don't seem surprised that you were accurate again. It doesn't surprise you?
No, I love validation. I have a little OCD with that. Like, I like when people back stuff up, and I'm
for
like,
sure.
That's cool. It's nice to see.
Yeah.
Do you want to do another reading? Chantel is called in. Hi, Chantel. John Edwards here.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
So, I'm going to just jump in. I might not answer your question, but I'm getting some stuff here. Is there anything in front of you, like an open book, or do you like have an open photo album near you?
No.
So I want to talk about what symbolically is being shown to me, which isn't like an open book. Not like somebody is an open book, but like talk about opening the book and looking at like what to me looks like old photo albums. Because everybody has their photos on their phones now.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm supposed to talk about looking at the old books or opening up the old book. That's the first thing. And is your mom still here?
Yes.
Okay. Is she near you?
No.
So can I just, I know we're live, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. So, is there any type of miscommunication that you feel like you're experiencing around mom right now?
100%.
Okay.
Oh.
My feeling is, look to your past, open the book, look at the past, allow that to be something that makes you nostalgic about where you're at to help give you an understanding about how to navigate your future as you become the parent in the relationship. Do you understand?
100%. Yeah, I understand that.
But there's triggers here, right? You have triggers. These built-in triggers kick in, and then all of a sudden, you become the child who becomes the one that's rebelling, as opposed to the person who could be objective. So I need you to to approach it in that capacity. And then I don't know if you were like dad's favorite or if there was a competitiveness with you and another person in the family or with her, but there's a competitive feeling here. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. And then who had the lung cancer or the emphysema or the lung stuff?
Possibly my mother's parents. We do know they had some big health concerns, but my mother was adopted, so we don't know the details.
Yeah, but she knows about her biological family, right?
Bits and pieces, yes.
Okay, because I don't feel like it's like a sealed case and she'll never know. To me, it's like we have an understanding of it, but we don't always want to poke that bear. We don't actually want to go there because we don't like some of the details.
Yeah, that sounds 100% correct.
And by the way, it has to do with the fact that she's afraid that she's going to be either betrayed or disregarded again. So she has a lot of stuff that she's working on. Just so you know, I'm not defending your mom, but I just want you to understand where she's coming from.
Okay. Thank you so much.
And all those people are alive. Your mum's alive. You're alive.
Yeah.
So that's a weird message that, John, rather than hearing about the person that's passed that you probably wanted to hear about, Chantel, this is almost like whoever John's communicating with sees that this is a problem that needs addressing.
Right. So, like, there's people that I connect with, and I talk to their family, and then I have my own team. And when that happens, that's coming from like my team, who are like,
"Well, who's your team?"
It's just my own. They're called guides. It's like
your spirit guides.
Yeah. Like, you have a team of producers out here. Yeah. I have a team of producers up here,
and that must be very financially rewarding, since you don't have to pay those people.
Yeah, they kind of came with me.
Do I have spirit guides?
Everybody does. Yeah.
Yeah. Are they people we know that have passed, or they're just there from the beginning?
In my philosophy, they are not people that we are related to. They are people that are energetically tethered to us and kind of decided that they're going to like watch over us while we're
here.
Can
you see them, or do you?
If we all have these guides, why do some people have shit luck in life and don't have a good life?
Oh, they got shit guides, obviously.
Yeah, versus the other people,
or they don't listen. A lot of people don't work their blueprint, right? So when I say work their blueprint, I am not an astrologer, but I follow the astrology because that is the blueprint of who we are. So if you look at what lessons you can learn through understanding your blueprint, you know what kind of house you're living or building.
Okay.
Right.
Do you you know that app, The Pattern? Do you know that?
I know time passages.
Might be similar.
Yeah,
it's freakishly accurate in terms of like for all the astrology, but it goes into really specific details about what's to come. And it's so accurate. And I don't understand how that's even possible. It's almost like your life is predestined.
It's not that it's predestined, but if you are walking into a mall, you know that there are different opportunities in that mall that you can actually shop, walk around, eat. You can do all those things. It's up to your free will of what
choices
happens
in
life
while
you're in that mall. To know that you're on the right path, right, where these guides are guiding you, what are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to do? Is it listening to your gut or your intuition? You know,
it's always listening to your gut, but not reading into it in the way that you want it to be, right? So that's why I tell people, like, don't read for yourself, because you could miss something or you could over make it excited or what you want it to be. But if somebody's having a hard time, put like other side people on hold. If somebody's having a issue in life, a blockage, there's a problem, there's a pattern, there's a repetitive thing, I would absolutely suggest them have their astrological chart done to see what that is and how they can circumvent that.
Yeah, it's very important to know what your special numbers are today.
I believe in all that stuff, though. I really do.
But when you read the star signs,
forget about that. That's not what I'm talking about.
Apologies.
Let's go to Jess. Jess, hi, you're on with John Edward.
Hi, John. My mum passed away in 2019, and I'm desperate to talk to her or any of the women in my life that have passed on.
So, Jess, I feel like I'm supposed to say that there's another Jay besides you. Is there another Jay besides you in the family living or past?
Yeah, my twin brother is Joey.
Okay. And then where's the AN name, like Anna, Annette, Anthony? Where's the AN name, living or past?
I have a Nathaniel son.
No, an A name. A name that starts with an A. And then also, why is September? Hold on. Jess, I know that you're excited, but what's this? What's the connection to September?
That's my birthday. Okay.
And you said your mom has passed?
Yeah, my mom, my auntie, and my grandmother.
Which is the one that was quick with their hands, like they could hit somebody quickly?
Probably my grandmother.
Okay.
What, she'd give you a clip if you walked past? That sort
yeah.
of a...
Well, yeah,
here's what I'm seeing. My grandmother's sister came and lived with us for a little bit, and I, as a kid, stuck my tongue out at her, and she said, "Do that again, and I'm going to knock you out of the chair."
Oh, so, isn't she a sweetheart?
And I didn't believe
her. Sweetie pie.
I didn't believe her, so I did it again and leaned over, and she backslapped me across the room.
Oh,
and I looked, good old days,
I looked at my grandmother. I was like, your hell? Sister just hit me. And my grandmother was like, well, she warned you. And you still did it. So that's what I'm seeing. So I feel like I'm supposed to bring that up. But you lost two people back to back, and what that means to me is either they passed back to back on a calendar, like different years, but on the calendar their anniversaries come up, where you were actually at back to back funerals or wakes.
They were 59, both my auntie and my mom.
Okay, and then I feel like I'm supposed to say to you that you're worried about your own biological health, and one of the things that I tell people is that if we put too much energy in it, first of all. You know, they said it. I'm wearing a mask, so I'm very health conscious. I come out of a healthcare background, and I kind of feel like we all have to be our own best patient advocate. So that being said, stay on top of your health, but not to the place that it makes you crazy or fear-based. Do you know who has colitis or IBS or Crohn's disease?
Oh, old girls have
irritable
IBS. Every girl's got
old
the squirty
bowel.
So that's what they're showing me, and then I just need you to know that there's something about the month of February. So I don't know if somebody died in February, if somebody crossed over in the month of February.
Maybe Jess will die in February.
No, it's not.
Hopefully not.
Just know that they see this as their way of coming in together, okay?
Thank you so much.
You got
much.
It.
Thanks, Jess. Wow. Thank you, John.
Thank you, guys.
The Kyle and Jackie O.
Hour of Power.
Hi, this is Christian, the band Coldplay.
Everyone in Melbourne is chasing Coldplay tickets.
I'm calling for Coldplay tickets.
I can't believe you guys are giving away rows of tickets. That's amazing.
We have reserved an entire row for you and all your friends.
And we mean all of them.
Did I win?
Can everybody hear us okay?
Oh my God! I can't believe it.
So excited. I'm over the moon.
Keep it Kiss all day between 10 and 3 to win.
Think see. Incredible.
From your home of Coldplay, Melbourne's number one hit music station, Kiss 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. on 7 and 7 Plus.
If your university preference is finding your people, working with state-of-the-art tech and real industry experience, then make Swinburne your number one VTAC preference and get more with your ATAR score. Swinburne, next gen now.
Everyone loves a bit of backyard cricket. But how about something even better, designed specifically for kids? Woolworths Cricket Blast is fun, fast and always on the move. Imagine the fun. Join your local team today. Search Play Cricket.
Explore Asia's wonders with Malaysia Airlines. Fly Malaysia Airlines to Phuket, Ho Chi Minh City, Trivandrum and more from 819 return. Book now at malaysiaairlines.com and experience exceptional Malaysian hospitality. Offer ends September 5. T's and C's apply.
Does biting into an ice cream make your teeth feel sensitive?
Sensodyne Repair and Protect Toothpaste provides lasting sensitivity relief with twice-daily brushing. Always follow the directions for use.
At Spotlight's VIP Day VIP, save 30% off full-priced items store-wide. Yes, that's 30% off. Hurry, tomorrow only. Plus, rush in for our home living sale catalogue full of unbeatable deals store-wide. Don't miss out. Sale starts 9 a.m. tomorrow. Exclusions apply. At Spotlight, it's what you make it.
At Dennis Family Homes, we asked ourselves, what makes a home? High ceilings that give you room to breathe. Cooling that keeps you comfortable all year round. And a stylish facade you never tire of coming home to. Bring your meaning of home to life with up to $50,000 in specified upgrades when you spend just $9,990 on our Inspiration Series homes. Search Dennis Family Homes today to find out more. Dennis Family Homes, for whatever home means to you. Conditions apply. Building license number CDBU 49195.
Yui has won the 2024 Canstar Most Satisfied Customer
custom rewards for both car and home insurance. But what does that mean? It means thousands of people said they were really, 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 really pleased with our customer service and cover, which we're really happy about. Join Australia's most satisfied customers at Youi for insurance that's a bit more U-shaped. Youi, you insured. Products issued by Youi Pty Limited. See the relevant PDS and TMD at youi.com.au to decide if the products are right for you.
Does your to-do list live rent-free in your head? Airtasker has you covered. The app where you can hire the right person to do any task. From steaming carpets to moving house to hanging paintings to painting chicken coops. Get more done with Airtasker.
This year's Melbourne Caravan and Camping Leisure Fest has more than ever.
An adventure zone, the RV Master Stage, an off-grid campground and kids zone.
Let's get going.
Sandown Racecourse, October 3 to 6. Tickets at caravanshow.com.au. Start here, go anywhere.
So what do you think?
It's shorter than I was expecting. KFC's doing six for $6.95 hot and crispy. Shut up and take my money!
Not everywhere and not forever. Pick up only.
The fantastic clearance sale is on now. Enjoy great savings like $50 off the Como 2.0 queen bed or save $100 on the Medina King single bed. Hurry in-store or online today and find your fantastic. T's and C's apply.
Want to make $7 go further? Get Ambol Fruiterer's Crave and Save. Just $7 for a selected sandwich and a drink from the 250ml Red Bull or 600ml Coca-Cola ranges. Good if you're craving, great if you're saving. Crave and Save, only at Ambol Fruiterer. Offer ends October 1, see ambol.com.au for details.
With so many holiday homes on booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking.yeah.
Footy season. The excitement, the cheering, and importantly, the right drop to go with the game from IGA Liquor. Right now, you can get a Carlton Dry 24-pack only $52 or Heineken Lager 24-pack for $52. And Suntory minus 196 6% 10-pack varieties, $42. Because at IGA Liquor, there's something to keep everyone happy, win or lose. IGA Liquor, where good footy deserves a great drop. Over 18s only, enjoy responsibly.
We know one in five Australians experience a mental illness every year. We also know creating better mental health will take time. So at the Black Dog Institute, we'd like you to help us take the first step. One Foot Forward is a walking challenge in October to raise funds and help put groundbreaking treatments into the hands of those who need them most. Sign up. Help the Black Dog Institute create better mental health for all. onefootforward.org.au.
Whether you're thinking of selling or dreaming of buying, it's never too early to contact EasyLink Conveyancing. We're Victoria's largest conveyancing company, completing over 25,000 real estate transactions. To purchasers, we offer free reviews of Section 32s. And to vendors, no sale, no charge.
T's and C's apply.
Our multilingual team will help you through every step from start to settlement. EasyLink Conveyancing, making property transfers easy. Visit easylinkconveyancing.com.au.
Did somebody say late night fruity call? Many log out here delivering groceries when and where the mood strikes. So now you can check out without the trek out.
Did somebody say menu log?
Can you carry away a mattress?
1-800-GOT-JUNK will take any size mattress from now until the 13th of October for just $119.
But you need to know, this mattress has defied all my efforts to get it out of the bedroom.
All you have to do is point.
This mattress has a mind of its own. It's like something out of a Stephen King novel.
Help is on the way.
That's awesome.
We make junk disappear. All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.au.
iHeart Comedy, podcast pick of the week.
Will and Woody here, and if you want to hear more of this...
Whenever you call a business, they always finish the phone call with...
Is there anything else I could help you with?
Don't ask. If it's not anything, be specific. Our new weekly podcast celebrates only the best bits of the radio show from the week. Plus, a whole bunch of exclusive gear that happens when the mics are off, and it's often a little bit too naughty for on air.
All you have to do is search for the Will and Woody podcast now on the free iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel.
like this will last forever. Looking in your eyes, I see my whole life. Oh, they say you know it, but you know it, I don't know. Promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go.
Yo, hour of power. Let's do this now.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Kyle and Jackie O.
You know, sometimes when people get rich, they get very lazy. Case in point in front of me right now.
The mirror?
No.
What? Me?
You.
What
I'm looking at you, my friend.
What have I done?
So I heard that Kyle, not too long ago, and I'm talking very recently, you decided you wanted to drive the Rolls Royce, right? But you have many cars.
Yes, yeah.
And in your garage, the Rolls Royce was parked behind one of the other vehicles, and then there was another vehicle next to that. So there was about two or three cars that had to be moved out to get the Rolls Royce out.
That's
correct.
Yeah, well, if I don't know where you're going with this, but
I think they
are the positions of the vehicles.
Unless this story isn't true, I think you probably do know where I'm going with it.
What is the story then?
That you called your manager, Bruno, to move those cars for you and then drive back home again because you couldn't be bothered walking to the garage to do it yourself.
Hang on. it was because I made a joke and I said, oh, it's like that episode, it's like that movie, The Castle. I think I rang him and said, bro, I've got to get the Rolls out, but you'll have to, can you come and help me? Because the Rolls needs to be filled up with fuel because Bruno fills my cars up with fuel.
Yeah.
I don't. And I said that, you know, because I bought a Cadillac as well. It was like a car yard at my place at one stage.
Except a posh castle version.
Yeah, high end. And I just thought, well, it's going to take me all day to move all these cars.
Really, it wouldn't.
It
would take
you,
it's a slight inconvenience. Do you not feel bad calling Bruno to come all the way just to do something so little like that?
No.
No.
No, I care.
I would love to be like you where I just didn't care. Like,
I get him to bring milk as well, saying, when you're on the way, can you bring a couple of litres of milk?
Sure, if he's on his way.
But I do, because he did laugh, because when I said, man, I need to get that Rolls out, it's got no petrol in it, and I'm going to need to clean the Bentley and the Rolls, but the Cadillac's in the road, and we'll have to move the Mercedes. And he laughed and said it was like the castle.
So
I said, how long before you're here?
Initially, it was a joke, but then...
No, not a joke.
Oh, okay.
He made
the joke.
But he still showed up, and we managed to fill the cars up with fuel. Well, we didn't end up taking the Rolls, and we ended up taking Tegan's car, because she said, well, the only car with the baby seat in it, it's mine. And I was like, oh.
so
that was a waste of time, really.
Nothing.
Yeah, yeah. Because I didn't want to drive
the... Didn't you think about that before you called home?
Nah, because I thought I'll take the rolls because, you know, it needed a little squirt. And then, you know, yeah, so we came around with...
No baby seat.
Am I out of line? Like, what's the point of clawing your way up the ladder of success only to do everything yourself? What's the point? I don't get it. Wouldn't everyone love to do that? Have a little bit so they can just read to do everything?
I think most people would feel bad actually asking anybody to do this stuff. I wanted to open the lines to the rich people listening.
You think that's lazy?
Yeah. Are you so rich that you've become so lazy?
Are you asking me?
No, the listeners.
Oh, I was going to say, no.
131065, the laziest thing you've done because you can afford to get someone to do it for you.
What a magnificent life. We'll take those calls next.
Kyle, Jackie, oh. This is the
Hour of Power.
Will and Woody, a place for learning all sorts of useless facts.
Kylie, one of the very few celebrities who is mononymous. Whenever they say their name, it's only ever one word. Shakira, Eminem, Drake, Nostradamus, obviously.
That's two. Nostradamus.
No, same word.
Oh.
That's like when you thought Tutankhamun was two people.
True.
The pharaoh Tut and his beautiful wife Carmen. I did think that period.
Time. Did a whole project on them in year 10.
Will and Woody!
Will and Woody for the drive home.
This afternoon from 4.
Only on KISS 1011.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. on 7 and 7 Plus.
With Singapore Airlines 2025 early bird deals, the world is your oyster. Explore great fares to over 100 destinations that are too good to miss. Book now at your local accredited travel agent or at singaporeair.com. End September 25, T's and C's apply.
Did somebody say snacks on deck? Whether you want to be stacking spicy chips or protein ballin', Menu Log's out here saving your craving. Delivering snacks when you need them.
Did somebody say Menu Log?
RACV Car Loans offer competitive rates to get you moving. Whether it's your first new car, a family's getting bigger car, and I know it's a midlife crisis and that makes it okay car, or just an SUV. Prepare for the best with RACV. Search RACV Car Loans today. Approval subject to RACV lending criteria. RACV Finance Limited, Australian Credit Licence Number 391488. Conditions, fees and charges apply.
If your university preference is finding your people, working with state-of-the-art tech and real industry experience, then make Swinburne your number one VTAC preference and get more with your ATAR score. Swinburne. Next gen now.
Daryl's charging his EV, dreaming of the gig he's about to play. Better get going, Daryl. You're due on stage in 3 hours. Go from A to anywhere with Amp Charge, powering you at home and on the road. Ampol, Australia's own.
At OPSM, we are dedicated to delivering you everyday excellence. Until October 16, get $100 off prescription glasses or prescription sunglasses. Minimum spend $350. TNCs apply. See website for details. Book an eye test today at OPSM.
Sensodyne Repair and Protect Toothpaste provides lasting sensitivity relief with twice-daily brushing. Always follow the directions for use.
It might sound like I'm struggling to get the Johnson twins to sleep, but in my mind, I'm on holiday, unwinding in New South Wales.
Rather be in the moment? You can with Jetstar's New South Wales sale. There's fares like Melbourne Tullamarine to Sydney from just $64 or Ballina Byron from $84. Book at jetstar.com. Ends midnight Eastern Standard Time 28th September unless sold out prior. One way excludes checked baggage, selected travel dates and conditions apply. Jetstar. All day, every day, low fares.
ANZ Falcon Technology learns from your transactions to help protect you from fraud. Sounds like its protective instincts just kicked in. ANZ Fraud Protection. Now it's personal.
Falcon is a registered trademark of Pfizer Corporation.
Yes, Uber Eats does deliver toilet paper. No, Uber Eats does not deliver highly classified government papers. Obviously.
You're under arrest for the trafficking of government secrets.
I'm innocent.
Uber Eats. Get almost anything.
At Spotlight's VIP Day VIP, save 30% off full-priced items store-wide. Yes, that's 30% off. Hurry, tomorrow only. Plus, rush in for our home live-in sale catalogue full of unbeatable deals store-wide. Don't miss out. Sale starts 9 a.m. tomorrow. Exclusions apply. At Spotlight, it's what you make it.
The Australian Women's Health Diary does more than help organise our lives. It's packed with expert health advice important to every woman. Plus, every diary sold supports research into the treatment, prevention and cure of breast cancer. Just $19.99 from newsagents, Woolworths, participating post offices and online at womenshealthdiary.com.au. The Australian Women's Health Diary, the diary that saves lives. Buy one for yourself and the special women in your life.
Discover Rosalia Gisborne by IDland. A brand new master plan community with spacious lots, tree-lined streets and beautiful parks just 50 minutes from Melbourne. To find out more, visit rosaliagisborne.com.au.
What's our favourite getaway spot?
The Melbourne Caravan and Camping Leisure Fest. And this year, there's more to see and do than ever.
Start here.
Go anywhere.
Sandown Racecourse, October 3 to 6. Tickets at caravanshow.com.au.
You're only a what-if away from... Ooh, shall I just book it now?
Lots of hotels are fully refundable, just in case plans change. Booking cancellation windows apply. Find out more on the What If app. What If? It's Aussie for travel.
Stop what you're doing, because the Chemist Warehouse Footy Finals half-price vitamin sale is on now. There's Blackmore, Swiss, Caruso's, Henry Blooms, Manuka Health, half price. Bioglan, Nature's Own, Go Healthy, Inner Health, half price. Nature's Way, LifeSpace, Synovus, half price. And Wagner Vitamins are half price. Plus, find more half-price vitamins in-store and online. Sale ends September 29th. Excludes exclusive bulk sizes. Retail limits apply. Manuka Honey not available in WA. For half-price vitamins, shop at Chemist Warehouse and stop paying too much.
You haven't had chicken until you've had charcoal chicken at El Jama, because their charcoal chicken just tastes better. Crispy on the outside, juicy on the inside, and charcoal to perfection. Best served with El Jana's famous garlic sauce. You'll be well fed at El Jana. El Jana. El Gina. No matter how you say it, the chicken's always juicy, the charcoal's always hot. Find your nearest location at eljana.com.au. Ooh, yummy.
Hello. Frank Walker from National Tiles. National Tiles now makes choosing tiles for your new home or renovation absolutely mistake-proof. Yes, National Tiles 3D Photo Quality Design Pro software shows you your tiles laid virtually in your home before you purchase. So don't risk it. Make an appointment or just come into National Tiles now to see your tiles laid virtually in your home before you purchase. National Tiles makes choosing your tiles for your home absolutely mistake-proof.
Thousands of your favourite radio stations, music and podcasts. Download and listen free 24/7 on the iHeart app. There's more to love with iHeart.
Keep it Kiss.
Be a billionaire today. I swear I'm not doing anything, nothing at all.
Oh, this doesn't sound fair. Okay, other rich people, maybe you know someone, you are that person, you work for someone.
Yeah.
Who's wealthy and very lazy.
Oh, yes. Alex has called through. Hi, Alex.
Hello,
hey,
hello, mate. Is it you or someone you know that's the rich, lazy one?
Nah, it's someone that I used to know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Who is it? What happened? Tell us the story.
Well, mate, he would, he's very wealthy. He owns a couple of smash repairs.
Yeah.
And, yeah, Sydney, Gold Coast and Melbourne. He would fly from Melbourne to the Gold Coast, or either Gold Coast or Sydney. He would leave his luggage on the plane, private jet, you know, airport, whatever,
yeah.
Do all his nitty bits, and then, yeah, get to the shop and, oh, mate, can you go grab my luggage? I mean, for real, mate, you were just there, you had your drivers, you had
oh,
everyone there.
So he couldn't be bothered just carrying his luggage, so he left it on the plane for you to go back and get.
Correct.
Well, that is the height of ignorance, because even I will get off the private jet.
And you carry your own luggage, don't you?
No, the pilot puts it into the car.
Oh, wow.
And then off I drive.
Why do you catch a private jet, can I ask?
Well, I don't like the dogs going. I don't like the dogs going underneath.
So is it all for the dogs?
It is, yeah.
Shit.
And And I'll tell you the difference,
but
Jackie.
But do you know how expensive that is to...
Well, it's about $70,000 to go to Cairns and back.
Oh, no, it's not, Kyle.
Yeah, it's 35,000 each way to Cairns. And sometimes the pilot will wait. And so then you pay for the hotel accommodation. And so when I went to Zach's birthday, we flew to Byron.
Yeah.
And he just stayed there for 3 days, and then we flew back. Just me, Teague, and the baby, and the dogs. That's it. And the dogs are so cute because you pull onto the tarmac. You don't park in a car park.
Yeah, yeah.
You drive in. You park beside the plane. You pop the boot. They all load the stuff into the plane right next to it. And then I open the door, and the dogs run straight up into. And they know which chair they sit on, and they sit there and they wait.
Shit. Tara's called through. G'day, Tara.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
Are you the rich one, or are you the assistant, or the friend?
Oh, I have a business that does very well, so I get my assistant to help me out with other things that I guess weren't in her first job description.
Like yeah, what are we dealing with?
Honestly, I feel bad, but she picks up my dog poo for me.
Don't feel bad. My guys pick up the dog shit as well.
In the
yeah,
backyard.
Because it's just... Well, no, just she comes on walks, like when I have to take the dog
wait
for a walk.
Wait a minute. You make her go on the walk to pick up the dog poo?
Fair enough.
Well, yes, because it's a bigger dog and I don't want to, like, it's messy and, you know, we use wipes and stuff to try and pick it up. And so anyway, she helps me with that.
Good on you, Tara. You know what? You've worked hard. And don't forget, you've got someone in your employ and people need to remember that. You're filling a position.
That's well, not she doesn't seem to mind, to be fair, so that's what I'm going with.
Yeah, I agree. And I don't pick up dog shit either. I'm not a fan. Like, I understand you don't want dog shit all over the footpath, but I think, who's picking up the possum's shit? No one.
True.
So, whatever.
True.
Yeah, but they're not doing it in the middle of a park, are they?
Well, how do you know?
They're just doing it probably, you know, in bushes and stuff.
Well, there's no rule
where no one's going to step on it. You're picking it up because you don't want everyone stepping on poo.
Yeah, but why would I care about someone else?
Oh, wow.
Okay. Sarah has a laugh.
Thanks,
she's like,
Sarah.
She gets it.
Jacob, hi.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Very well, bro.
Good.
Are you the rich one, or do you work for, or do you know someone wealthy?
No, my PA's next to me. I don't get time to pick up anymore, so he goes down the beat and gets boys for me and brings them home. I don't know if that's lazy or not. But
what is it? What happens?
He's picking up blokes for him, so... The assistant will go down and pick up a bit of strange and drag it home for Jacob to. Yeah, that's fantastic.
And is he good with who he picks?
Oh, he's 24. He's straight.
Yeah.
So he gets me a good age group, and no, he does well. He does well. He's here next to me going red. But
how? What does he actually say to these people? Oh, hey, my boss is. You know,
I've got a filthy rich boss. He's hot. You want to come home?
Oh, simple as that, hey. Wow.
And he shows a photo of you. He goes, you want a bit of this? And then is that what happens?
Yeah, but he sorts me out. Because I couldn't be bothered. Oxford Street's boring now with all the clubs of shit. So, you know.
Wow.
So what kind of job are you in, Jacob, to be earning quite a good bit of coin?
I'm a CEO. I've got a brand.
Okay, cool.
There we go. So he's very busy. He's running an entire company, this bloke. Jacob, correct me if I'm wrong, but is it almost like a lucky dip? Like you're just at home wondering what's going to walk through the door? That's exciting, isn't it?
Sometimes I put a blindfold on. No. It's excitement. It just sort of happens. You get old, you get busy, and... You know, and I started out as a bit of fun. I take him down with me, and he'd park, and I'd go for a walk, and then he ends up knowing the gig.
Wow, that's fantastic!
Yeah,
Jesus, like not even we're that lazy. I'll pick up my own poontang over my life, only because I'm very fussy. So,
yeah, exactly.
You don't want to get home to get all excited and all barred up, and you're like, oh, bro, come on, man, that's not my cup of tea.
The Kyle and Jackie O.
Hour of power.
the Kyle and Jackie O Show. It's the Hour of Power. We're about to play Remember Me, which I hate, only because I get nervous that I'm not going to know who they are. Okay, welcome to the game, everyone.
Right, yeah, we have to guess who they are. They'll be up on our Zoom screen in a second. We can ask them a series of questions to try and identify it if we don't recognise them straight away. Let's bring them up.
Okay, let's put the person up on the big screen right now. And I'm yet to see anyone. It's just black. Still black. There we go.
Okay, so we're dealing with a man here, an old, I would say like maybe, I don't know. How old are you?
You're older than you, Jack.
What is he?
You're a year older than me.
Yep.
Okay, and when were you, like, in your peak fame era?
In my fame? In 92 at the Gold Coast.
1992.
1992.
Jesus. Yep. What was I? I was 21 or something, maybe? How old were you?
1992. Yeah. I would have been living there. So wait, were you were you on the Gold Coast and famous for something?
I was passing through the Gold Coast and I was famous for something, yeah.
Okay.
Well, okay.
He seems like a very nice fellow.
Were you on TV?
No.
Were you a musician, a music guy?
No.
Were you on a TV commercial?
I don't listen to music, yeah.
You don't watch TV and you don't listen to music?
No.
So...
Were you on a TV commercial, maybe?
No commercial.
Were you...
Better than that.
Were you a politician?
Better than that.
Better than that?
What's left?
Do you remember the mall, Jackie?
Yes. What is this?
Remember a guy with blue pants and a white singlet?
Oh, wait a minute. Like, where's this going?
Whoa.
Can I just ask, what's your name, first of all? Because obviously this is not a Remember Me. This is something else entirely.
John.
Okay, John. So what is going on here?
John, how do you know me?
Well, in 92 in schoolies,
yeah.
I was selling some thongs in the mall.
Selling some what? Thongs?
Some thongs.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Jackie bought the thongs off me and took me down to the beach.
Right.
And took me home. She was taking me to her house.
Oh, no.
And she warned me about her dad and I bolted.
Oh, no, that definitely didn't happen. Who are you?
So
it wasn't you, Jackie.
No, it wasn't me. Did you hook up with some girl and you thought it was me this whole time?
I thought it was you. Yeah, I'm thinking, yeah, it must have been you.
Why did you think it was me? What
just over the years, I've heard you on the radio and you said little things about your time on the Gold Coast.
Yeah, what did you hear that made you think, that might have been that girl I hooked up with?
Just you had a conversation about your dad on the radio and about just your nickname back then and things like that.
What was my nickname?
That must have been Jackie. Was it Rat?
Rat?
Rat.
Yeah.
No, Kyle calls me Rat.
No, I've got the wrong girl.
Yeah. No, Kyle calls me Rat sometimes.
One rat, the other rat, they're all Gold Coast
Rats. He says Gold Coast Rat, but yeah, it wasn't actually my nickname. No one else called me that.
So someone...
Well, it looked like you, sounded like you, and you lived on the Gold Coast, so I thought it must have been you. So if it wasn't you, I'm very, very sorry.
Oh, that's okay, John. That's all right. I'm sorry. It wasn't me. I definitely... There's never been a guy I've bought thongs off and then brought him back home.
That sounds unbelievable.
That would never happen.
It sounded believable, didn't it?
It didn't.
Yeah, well, okay.
Well,
are you single now, John?
No, I'm actually, I know what Jackie would like in demand. She wants someone funny. With empathy, basically Kyle with empathy. And that would be a wonderful man for Jackie. But she's not going to find it, you know. Like,
that's what I said.
So many blokes are so boring these days.
That's what I said, John. Yeah, I said that.
I don't know about that, John. That sounds a bit pessimistic. I think there's lots of fun.
No, that John is right, Jackie.
Really, Kyle.
Yeah, everyone just wants... Just chasing money and don't want to have fun, but you want someone with fun, Jackie, I know.
Sure you want to have fun. But yeah.
I'm happy to take you on a date, no strings attached. I don't want sex or anything like that.
You don't want sex.
I'll show you a good time, you know what I mean?
You don't want sex with her. Is that what you're saying?
No. I'm not a big sexual person, do you know what I mean?
Oh, you're not?
No, I just like to have fun, you know.
Oh,
what's that mean?
Wine you, wine you, you know.
Yeah, what about the rest of that saying? What about the rest? No.
Well, I'll sell you some thongs, Jack, maybe.
Sell you some thongs.
Oh, this poor bastard, his entire life.
Oh, God, I feel like, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, definitely now, wasn't
and
we
knew that, I'm sure it was you, Jack, but anyway,
You're still going to run with that, though,
anyway,
hey?
Anyway, you know what? I can understand how he would have thought that. Were you promiscuous when you were younger? Like,
no.
No, you weren't. Oh, well, John, that's not
that's
you.
That's the same with, you know.
Oh, not me. Oh, well.
Never mind.
Oh, well, right. John,
make up some stories about Kerry Ann Kennelly or something. Keep the dream alive, brother.
This is the Kyle and Jackie O.
Hour
of Power.
Kiss is home of all your must-have music tickets.
I think we're going to have some fun tonight.
We've done Taylor.
We got it!
We've done the biggest festival in the world.
Kiss is sending us to the iHeartRadio Music Festival. Woo!
We've done it.
You have got the tickets. Ed Sheeran.
Harry Styles concert tickets.
Pink tickets. You got them.
So when Coldplay come to town, you know there's only one place to win all your free tickets.
I hear Jerusalem bells ringing.
And we mean all of them.
We have reserved an entire row for you and all your friends.
Keep it Kiss all day between 10 and 3 to win from your home of Coldplay. Melbourne's number one hit music station, Kiss 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. on 7 and 7 Plus.
Exceed expectations in the Volvo XC40 Special Edition. Includes 360-degree camera, 19-inch alloy wheels, leather interior and premium paint. All for only $59,990 drive-away. Book your test drive today, Volvo.
Hello, Frank Walker from National Tiles. National Tiles now makes choosing tiles for your new home or renovation absolutely mistake-proof. Yes, National Tiles 3D Photo Quality Design Pro software shows you your tiles laid virtually in your home before you purchase. So don't risk it. Make an appointment or just come into National Tiles now to see your tiles laid virtually in your home before you purchase. National Tiles makes choosing your tiles for your home absolutely mistake-proof.
I've just scrolled past another pregnancy announcement. When will it be my turn?
Hi, I'm Jo from Monash IVF. We understand the heartbreak of waiting and hoping. If you feel like you've tried everything to get pregnant, it might be time to speak with a fertility expert. With multiple locations across Victoria, at Monash IVF you can receive personalised care near you. Book a complimentary nurse chat today. At Monash IVF, we'll do what it takes together.
The Maya mid-season sale ends Sunday. Shop 50% off the original price of cookware and 30% off selected women's fashion by Levi's, Tommy Hilfiger and more. Exclusions and conditions apply.
Maya, my store.
Did somebody say rice, rice, baby? Menulog is delivering on all cylinders with your fave feeds when and where you need them. Whether it's succulent Chinese or margarita, extra cheese.
Did somebody say
is your to-do list as long as your commute? Airtasker has you covered. The app where you can hire the right person to do any task. Mowing lawns, fixing dripping taps, or that end of lease clean to keep the landlord happy. Get more done with Airtasker.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking.yeah.
Ever driven with total reassurance? With a Hyundai Genuine Service, now you can. Our factory-trained technicians work in over 170 locations Australia-wide. Visit your local Hyundai dealer today. T's and C's apply.
Stay on top of your game with fast, non-drowsy 24-hour allergy action. Get Telfast 180mg 100 value pack for a great price every day at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Dear Pacific Smiles Dental, I love the way you're there for me when I need you, even late nights and on the weekend. I love my Pacific Smiles Dentist.
See you in 6 months.
6 months? Can't I see you again next week? Pacific Smiles Dental, Australia's local dentist. Book online now.
Footy season. The excitement, the cheering, and importantly, the right drop to go with the game from IGA Liquor. Right now, you can get a Carlton Dry 24-pack only $52 or Heineken Lager 24-pack for $52. And Suntory minus 196 6% 10-pack varieties, $42. Because at IGA Liquor, there's something to keep everyone happy, win or lose. IGA Liquor, where good footy deserves a great drop. Over 18s only. Enjoy responsibly.
On a game day, work day, school day, moving day, rainy day, you can ask, are you okay, any day, because life happens every day. Check in often and have regular, meaningful conversations with those you care about. Ask, are you okay, any day, because a conversation could change a life. Learn how to ask at ruok.org.au.
The Good Life Health Club sale is on now and it just got better. Join today with $0 joining fee, 4 weeks free and 20% off your first 10 weeks. But time's running out. Don't wait. See goodlife.com.au for all the details. T's and C's apply.
Hello, Frank Walker from National Tiles. National Tiles now makes choosing tiles for your new home or renovation absolutely mistake-proof. Yes, National Tiles 3D Photo Quality Design Pro software shows you your tiles laid virtually in your home before you purchase. So don't risk it. Make an appointment or just come into National Tiles now to see your tiles laid virtually in your home before you purchase. National Tiles makes choosing your tiles for your home absolutely mistake-proof.
Welcome to the circus. Arcade, bowling, crazy shakes and prizes. All in a day's play at Archie Brothers Circle Electric. Good times guaranteed. Search Archie Brothers deals for great school holiday offers.
Whatever you're anywhere, Ampol Foodery keeps you moving. Go from A to gourmet with handmade foodery sandwiches and wraps. Go from A to anywhere with Ampol Foodery. Product and range availability varies by store.
On, off. On, off. Having access to cash can switch your business on, help you grow and scale. But without a healthy cash flow, your business can get switched off fast. If you want to switch your business on to buy new stock or equipment or simply improve your cash flow, get on deck with an OnDeck business loan. OnDeck provide business loans up to $250,000 with funding possible the same business day. Switch your business on. Visit ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
They call me morning fresh, I clean up greasy mess. The only one to trust to get through all the stuff. They call me morning fresh, I clean up greasy mess.
Power through mess with morning fresh.
The pickup
with Britt, Laura, and Nick.
Come on in.
Hello, Britt and Laura.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, loves.
Sorry.
Oh, God, Laura, you're manic, man.
She's not manic.
Yesterday, too.
Oh, God, there's a lot going on in my life at the moment, but I think the biggest thing, and it's put me into a bit of a tailspin. So my oldest daughter, Marley, she's 5. She starts school next year. We've just started, like, school orientation, kindergarten stuff, and I don't think I realized how much it would affect me. Like, Obviously, I knew it was coming. I knew that she's going to be going into big school, but it's such a big milestone. And we had our orientation recently, or one of them, several of them, and it dawned on me. Seems like the silliest thing, but it's actually, I don't know how I'm going to cope with this in the mornings. I now have to pack her school lunch and send a child to school with a nutritious meal. And it is not like it used to be when we went to school as kids. The things that you could get away with sending your kid to school. I went with a bottle of cordial, a roll up, a Mars bar, and a Vegemite sandwich.
That's what I had. I had two bits of Wonder White with Devon and tomato sauce.
Me too. Devon. Didn't even have lettuce.
Yeah.
And now I've got to send my kid to school with like a bento box with all the food groups in it.
I do. Have
you not seen the Instagram mums? I can't keep up with this.
Oh, you feeling the pressure? You got to make bim bim bap for the girls.
Bim bim bap.
The teriyaki chicken, you know, but with all like a cucumber and some tomatoes. They got to have a full, every food group has to be included. Anyway.
I'm stressed for you.
Yeah, that's intense, man.
Do you know what I used to do?
Yeah.
We used to go and do, like, tradies at school. So, like, if you had a roll-up and you wanted a space fix space food stick. What are they called?
Oh, I love the space
But like,
food
you'd get
stick.
Into a big circle and everyone would trade. I'll trade you a roll up for your chips. I'll trade. And like, we always, really? It was all junk.
Space food sticks were elite. What happened to those? Are they still around?
No, nah. I used to give them away. I hated them the most.
Oh, give them to me, Britt.
I love space food sticks. It's a bit late. Oh, that's good. All right. Well, it's a big show today. Listen, Britt, next, are you going to discuss it? Are you going to talk about it or no?
Well, I wasn't going to.
You're upset by it, I imagine.
There's some really big issues with my wedding.
Wow.
Yeah, are you okay?
I don't know if it's going
to
happen.
Well, you were talking to us off the air and we didn't know if you were going to discuss it.
Well, you just literally put me on the spot, so.
All right, sorry, that's next. Also, Kylie Minogue tickets still up for grabs, everyone. If you want a double pass to Kylie, the Infection Tour is hitting Australia nationally. Frontier pre-sale starts this Thursday. All tickets on sale October 2. Details, frontiertouring.com. But how good would this be, Kylie? Live.
I would love to see Kylie Minogue live.
Yeah.
Love it.
Maybe you can win the double tickets, Laura.
Yeah.
No, that's illegal, actually.
You're not allowed.
All right, well, hopefully you can.
Yeah, you listening can have them. Thepickup.com.au, head to the win page. All right, next, Britt's wedding's in trouble on The Pickup. I want you to stay.